Welcome to the door at the edge of reality, where we challenge fact and fiction,
looking into the unknown.
Go ahead.
Turn the knob.
This is Blue Room Insight.
I don't even think we've really got to introduce ourselves anymore.
And that's why I didn't.
I did it for you, because I'm a gentleman, and you're just a dick.
Cool.
Who can't grow a beard.
But that sure. Mustache is on point.
This is a good mustache. So, what you guys been up to?
Working.
Same. But we do have some fun news that we're in together.
That's true.
We're in a D&D campaign together.
We are.
Which I've never played.
None of us have.
Brand new for all of us. It's actually pretty fun.
You mean like the actual five minutes of game time?
All of the characters haven't actually met yet.
Well, not that part.
It's not true. I introduced myself.
No.
The whole D&D I've ever.
We haven't met Sugar Lips yet.
Yeah.
The halfling.
My name is Zerthor.
Baldur.
Koros.
I just like how I still called Colin a
turtle looking motherfucker.
So we're doing it online, and we're doing it through Discord, because you know,
all text based.
Yeah. So like, because none of us can get together to do this. And, like, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, every day now, like, when I check my phone, I'm just like, do I have a notification that I have to answer something? And it's never there.
While I'm at work, I check it just so I can try to keep these two, Matt and Colin, from fighting.
It was part of the story.
Yeah, dude.
I know, I'm keeping your characters from fighting.
I was like, angry little dwarf.
I was, like, reading it, and I'm just like, what the fuck's going on? I was like... That's why, like, I called you and I said, hey, are we supposed to just be randomly texting shit right now?
We weren't supposed to. He answered back. He wasn't supposed to do it.
But, yeah.
First thing he does is make a your mom joke.
Classic.
Called him Turtle Boy and he got pissed off again.
I mean, I just said he looked like a turtle
motherfucker.
I added that at the end.
For the audience at home.
God damn it, Matt.
Colin is, in fact, a turtle.
A what?
A turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah. That's with an O.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for clarifying. Yeah. Anything else new?
No, not really.
No? You're not reading into anything?
Nothing new. That's some Discord right there.
Yeah, that is Discord. Yep. That's my Bigfoot Society.
Am I the only one muted right now?
No, it's my Bigfoot Society Discord. Shout out to Bigfoot Society. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jeremiah. You guys should fucking get
was
in on
Jeremiah
that.
Bullfrog?
I followed him a while ago.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's awesome. But get on his Discord.
Yeah, I'm not on that yet.
You should just get on his Patreon. I'm not even lying. It's good. It's a good Patreon.
Because I subscribed to his YouTube channel about a year ago.
Okay, well, see,
yeah.
That's longer than I have, I'm not going to lie. I just kind of figured out about this. I learned about him and a few other people around Crypticon, and I couldn't go. And then that's whenever I was talking to you guys, and I was just like, guys, we really got to get back on top of our shit. And here we are. I feel like this year's been pretty strong for us.
Yeah, last podcast we had... The most viewers in 24 hours.
It's still going, too. So that's nice. It was a good one, though.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know if you guys listened to it, but the Skinwalker Ranch one was pretty good. And it sounded decent, which is nice.
We're still learning the
actually went and cleaned it up a bit.
No, I didn't do anything. I just did what I do preset, and then that's it.
Like the...
Yep.
The phone call?
What? Phone call? What,
like
what?
How... For... You wrote down the timestamp so you could go back and edit
that. Oh, yeah. I did clean that.
Okay, that's all I was wondering.
Yeah, and actually, I got it to transition pretty smooth. It got hard there for a bit. I had to, like, zoom...
Oh, yeah.
Zoom, zoom in. And then I had to be like... that was fun. Yeah, so I'm just learning a little bit more editing skills here and there. So, today we're going to learn about the Frog of Wizardly Place. The Loveland Frog. Which actually is kind of like a home state cryptid of mine. And not too far away from Dayton. It's in Loveland, Ohio. Which is even closer to Cincinnati. So who wants to start with the Wizard Frog? I can do it.
Okay.
Since Skipper didn't even have his note. Oh, it's on his phone?
He has it.
Yeah. All right. So, So it was first reported in 1955. And I just want to go ahead and say, there's just something about the 50s when it comes to cryptid sightings or, like, even, like, paranormal or UFO sightings. Because it's, like, your imagination just fucking shoots for some extreme shit.
Right. A lot of stuff happened in the 50s.
Yeah, and there was a lot of fear.
And then a lot of monster movies also released in the
50s. I fucking love it. Actually, this... No. It's a different one, but... The Loveland Frog kind of reminds me of some monster movies, but... Not exactly. As I was getting into it, like, because they didn't interact or really do anything, but... Yeah, so it was first reported in 1955. It was also reported anonymously, which that kind of sucked. Because to me, that kind of...
It was by a...
That ruins the...
It was by a shopkeeper, right?
Yeah, a businessman.
Right, a businessman. Yeah.
But, like, it, to me, because it's anonymous, it just makes the report kind of like, eh. You know, you can't really investigate that. You can't do anything. Up. Right. It was along the Little Miami River, and the man saw three bipedal... or pedal frogs, standing on the side of the road after midnight. He said that they had leathery, bumpy skin and smelled like almonds. So, one, I have no idea, but do iguanas by any chance smell like almonds?
I have never gotten that close to an iguana.
I don't think you would want to. They would bite you.
Yeah.
They're assholes. Are you going to look that up, Skip?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, to me, the best part about this encounter, though, is... He said that they were waving a sparkling wand over their head. And I'm going to assume there was only one wand. I don't think it was all three of them had these wands. Because whenever I started looking into...
Iguanas apparently are for the most... Assuming they're not, you know, playing in their own poop, they're pretty...
scentless.
Yeah.
Which I think that's what goes for most reptiles, except for maybe turtles.
Yeah, because they just smell like shit all the time. I'm just joking.
Marsh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just one of them.
Yeah, it just said a wand.
Right. So, that's basically it with this encounter.
Right. The first encounter, he just saw it, they waved their wand, and he sped away because he got scared.
I'm not laughing at it, but I am laughing at it. That's like one of those things, like, I guess in the... who knows? Maybe they're commie frogs. they're communist frogs here to, here to spread the red.
They're the battle toads.
The battle toads in the... Excuse me, as I open up my fresh podcast beer made by Appalachian Mountain Brewery, Long Leaf IPA. It's not bad. It's decent. Nice. Hold on.
It's got a nutty aroma.
It's pine. It's a taste of the pines. Pine nut. That's what's on my truck every morning.
Anyway, where were we?
Okay, so... Magic frogs. Well, no. So there's about like 3 to 4 feet frog type humanoid.
Right. So they're type. They're like maybe waist height.
They're like little frogmen.
Right.
Just walking like around. Crab people, but frog people. All right. So the second reporting, 1972, and this is kind of when it gets a little more credible for sure.
Mm-hmm.
because they're police officers. And let's be honest, police officers, in any decade, they're pretty insane and stuff already. But, like, they don't usually go on the record talking about mythical creatures.
Yeah.
One, that probably hurts your job. Two, that just hurts you as a man, probably. Like, to me, no. I talk about this shit day in and day out. But, like, to them, it's taboo.
Especially in the 50s.
Well, this is the 70s now.
Oh yeah, it's 72.
Dumbass.
I know.
Fucking listen.
I could.
I'm sorry. Would you like a drink?
I'm good.
Okay. You sure?
Yep.
Alrighty. Okay. Police officer Ray Shockey, he was driving towards the town of Loveland around 1 a.m. on March 3rd. So another thing I've noticed so far, both sightings, a little bit after midnight, so that's kind of like a thing. He saw a lizard or frog-like creature stand by about 3 to 4 feet tall and weighed in probably around 60 pounds. So we got like a little kid running around, like what?
Little leather-skinned kid.
Running around at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Right. So he told Mark Matthews, this is another officer, and he actually went back to the scene to look for evidence. Now, Shockey, he ended up believing... He drove by and just saw it.
He just saw it, and then he looked. He got out and looked, and he just saw like a couple scratches on the guardrail where it jumped over.
Right, and then also Mark Matthews went, and he went back to the scene to look for evidence and found scrapes, marks leading down the hill towards the river, and then no signs of the creature Shockey was talking about. However, on March 17th, 1972, Officer Matthews spotted the frogman and fired his revolver, which I'm going to go ahead and assume that it was his... issued revolver. So story gets flopped around this time. Could be for a reputation, could also just be because it's a lie and like all that kind of stuff. But so Matthews basically has been saying that he did fire his gun at it, but he missed the shot. Now, until August 2016, a Pokemon Go participant Sam Jacobs, and he did have a friend with him, spotted the Loveland frog between Loveland, Madera Road, and Lake Isabella. Now, Officer Matthews is an old man at this time, and he says that's impossible because he shot it.
Right. It also says that Matthews picked up what he thought was a Loveland frog, but it turned out just to be a 3-foot-long iguana that was missing its tail. Because they said he shot it and he picked the body up and put it in his trunk. And he took it to the police station and they identified it as an iguana.
Yeah, so like Matthews recovered the body. Shockey agreed that it was the creature that he saw. But either way, like, Sam Jacobs, he said he has never seen anything like it.
Right, and he took a picture of it.
Yeah, that...
It's a iffy photo.
And a video.
Right.
I watched the video. It was garbage quality. You know glowing eyes in the picture?
Right.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing you can see.
So basically like every other cryptid photo.
Yes.
Sometimes that's what builds our imagination, though.
Right.
Now. I'm not going to discredit anybody like the kids playing Pokemon Go.
Right.
I still play Pokemon Go almost every day.
I played today.
It's just when I'm bored and I know that I'm passing a Pokestop, or when I'm waiting for coffee in the morning through the drive-thru because there's a Pokestop right there and I just spin it. And lately there's been some Gastlys popping up. And
fun fact, Dittos are now Gastlys.
Oh yeah, I caught one out in Surf City, actually in the parking lot the other day. And it was like, surprise, I'm a Ditto. And I was like, you some bitch. I wanted a Gastly. So, really cool fun fact, actually, about this was in 2014, they had a musical about it called Hot Diggity Dog, It's the Loveland Frog.
That's the clean version of it. It's called Hot Damn, It's the
Loveland Frog. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really funny. I kind of like Hot Diggity Dog a little better. Hot Damn, It's the Loveland Frog, or Hot Diggity Damn, or Hot Diggity Dog.
I like that one better just because it rhymes.
Which one? The dog?
Yeah.
Hot Diggity Dog, It's the Loveland Frog.
The one that rhymes.
Thank you. Maybe I just like saying it, okay? Because of the rhyme. All right, so guys, what do you think? You think they're portal jumpers? You think it's interdimensional? Do you think it's giant frog people? Do you think it's just a giant frog that just maybe, like, got cut up in some tree? Like, you know, because, like, right. I don't know if you guys have seen, like, by the river or, like, a creek. You know how, like, the tops of trees sometimes, like, get really close to the water?
Yeah, the frog.
Maybe the frog jumped and then got stuck and hung up in there.
And it just had his legs hanging out? Because frog legs are, like, really long than you think they are.
Yeah. Or do you guys think it's an iguana?
The only issue I have with it being iguana is, even if it was missing a tail, like Matthew said, was they don't run on two legs.
That's not true. I think they can, actually. And I think they have seen them run on two legs.
Do they?
It's not like a bear running on two legs. Like, you know, like, right. Bears don't really run on two legs, but they have been seen on two legs.
Right. Well, the only
lizard... I think an iguana might...
The only lizard I remember seeing running on two legs is the frilled lizard, or the frilled neck lizard.
Right. That's the one that can, like, go in water, isn't it?
No, that's... Oh, that's another one.
Okay.
See, what about the Jesus lizard?
That's the one I also want. All right, so, see, my biggest thing is the wand. What do you think the wand is? Because, you know, like, me personally...
The only description was, the guy said it... The only word he could describe it with was wand, right?
He said it was a wand, and then it started, like, it sparks
came out, yeah.
But there was no other, like, physical descriptor, so it's pretty... No. I'm imagining just, like,
a stick.
A plain, boring, like, rod of some sort.
It's a stick.
Could be stick.
Right. Okay.
Or, like, a magician's wand of black and white.
But why do you think it was sparkling, then?
LSD.
Power line.
That low? To the river?
Like, unless it fell when it was arcing. But that wouldn't make sense.
I'm just trying to say, like, right, and also a stick's not going to cause power line to spark. There's sticks all the time
with power lines. The power line itself, like, holding it up. Like, it's downed and he's just, woo!
Okay. Okay.
Unless there's a lot of...
Maybe they cut the power line.
Unless there's a lot of electricity in the air and he just had a metal stick.
Okay, but let's think about this, and why would there be a lot of electricity in the air?
Portal? Could be a portal.
Could be a portal. Could be a portal. Are you not thinking it's a portal, Skipper?
I'm not saying it's impossible.
Okay. Tell me your thoughts on the Loveland frog. Frogs, I should say.
The 2016 and the 70 occurrences, I say, are most likely hoaxes.
Okay.
We don't have enough details about the one from the 50s, because that was three, and that was the only one that mentioned the wand.
Mm-hmm.
If they are, in fact, you know, living frogmen, I do not believe they are from here.
Can I be honest? I think of them like Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z. Like, and that race.
A Yoshi?
Like, that's how I think. But shorter. Like, do you see it now?
Yes, yeah.
Like,
a Namekian.
Like
little Dende, little green.
Little green. Oh man. You remember when Guinness was little green?
Yeah.
He was such a little green. Now he's just a big meanie.
There was a boot factory on the Miami River right there?
A what?
Where they found it.
Skipper's like, where is this fact checked at? Tell me.
I just don't know what he said.
A boot factory.
Okay.
You could also just say a shoe factory.
I heard book factory,
so.
As long as we're not burning the books, I think we're okay.
It was Totes Boot Factory.
Okay.
So do you think, like, if they used chemicals or something and they just dumped it in the river?
Of course. Say it's 100% yes, right. First of all.
Look, like this was the 70s.
Hold on, wait, no, you should also know Ohio is a very industrial state.
Right.
I hated, like, so we would walk, like, the Great Miami River, or I'm pretty sure that's what it was
called. That's what this one is.
Yeah, so, and then this one's in the small Miami River, mm-hmm. or the little Miami River, sorry. So, when I lived in Dayton, we would walk, it was, like, West Carrollton area, we would walk, and then Moraine in Miamisburg, we would walk, like, the levee,
mm-hmm.
and we like walked it like every, like whenever I was with family, like we'd walk it like every time we were out. And my aunt had like a dog, and she would like let it run, and like the dog would, you know, it was a great dog, so it'd always come back and everything. But like, she would always like, actually, I'm sorry. Wasn't she? No, it was a boy. I think it was a boy. So anyways, the dog would go to the river and it would play, but I swear, like, it was like every trip, just dead fish always lined up on the edge, and I'm just like, and then the dog would rub it all over it, because right. Dogs rub their whole body over dead fish for some reason. But yeah, like, and I always just, I never enjoyed, like, even when I would go fishing there, like, I just always felt like it was dirty. And then just also being in Dayton, like, it was just a dirt, like, well, it's definitely getting better, I feel like, now. For a minute there, it was getting pretty bad, but it's way cleaner. But the whole, like, I don't know, just always felt dirty. And then also there's a dump. I want to say there's a landfill pretty close to the river.
So you're saying there could be possibility
there's just runoff of everywhere.
Everything mixing together created, like, three giant frogs.
I mean, it's not, I don't think it's impossible.
Right.
I know Skipper and I, before you got here, we were talking about, like, what we think it is, and, like,
he's not from around here, man.
I don't know how I'm thinking about it. I like this story. I wish there was more story.
I like the story of the Loveland Frog. That's
I've always liked the Loveland Frog, but I've always wanted more from the Loveland Frog.
It's one of the few cryptids that has barely anything about it.
There's a lot of cryptids that have barely anything about it. That's why they're cryptids,
that's,
Matt.
That's kind of their thing.
Okay, well, like, I mean, let's see, it sucks too, because we also have two officers who are openly saying that it was an iguana, which I just, the iguana thing, like, was that a natural thing? Or not natural, but, like, was that normal for somebody to have an iguana as a pet up there?
I don't think in Ohio, because it's, most of the time it's too cold.
Well, I mean, you would have it as, like,
right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so.
Even then.
But when did they start becoming, like, really big in Florida? Because they're an invasive species.
Right.
And now they're huge. Like, it's a problem right now.
Probably about 30 years ago.
Right. So, like, it couldn't have been a problem
in the 50s.
50 years ago, right?
In Ohio, right.
Well, no, I'm saying in Florida alone, okay. Right? So, right. Like, how did they get an iguana up there? But, I mean, come on, man. People get, like, I mean, shit, dude. People get tigers in weird places, too. So, like, I'm not, like, surprised that it's there.
So, it could have been from, like, a fair. So, you remember the Cape Fear Fair and Expo
It's the fair.
You used to be able to win an iguana. But, like, you remember the goldfish game? You throw a ball in the bowl.
You could win an iguana.
You could win an iguana.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was a baby.
You could not win an iguana.
Yes, you could. I remember, because I almost won one.
I don't believe you.
They were babies. They're about this
big. They do not make iguana pets.
Yep.
They're mean.
They were iguana. They were baby iguanas.
It's not a goldfish.
At the fair. I remember that specifically.
Matt, you're tripping.
Nope. They used to do that.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't like a bearded dragon or something?
Yeah, like something like, you know, or like just a gecko.
It was a baby iguana. It was green and everything. I'll show you.
Click, click. A baby iguana at a fair.
Yep, that's it.
You misspelled iguana.
Yeah.
Don't be mean to him. Let me see this. Mr. Baby Iguana Man.
That used to be at the fair.
Dude, it looks like all the other baby lizards. How do you know?
Because it was advertised.
They're lying to you. That's a gecko. Ain't no iguanas. I don't know. Maybe. I'd have named them Godzilla. So, Matt, what is the verdict here? What are you going for?
You sure it wasn't one of these little
It was not an anole.
Let me see.
I know what an anole is.
You just go outside and get one of those right now.
They had baby iguanas at the fair.
All right, I'm going to take your word for it.
It's wild.
Unless he was... So he was a salesman, right? He was a traveling salesman, I think so. And unless he did cocaine...
I mean, Coke's not going to fucking make it. It's not the 80s.
It's only the 70s.
It's the 50s. Skipper, get your shit together.
I never know which one we're talking about.
God damn.
So, we're off the iguanas.
So if he... So unless he was on something, like the iguana one could be believable because of the scratches on the guardrail and all that, because his claws and everything like that. But the wand and the sparks is what gets me.
Okay.
Quit looking at it in a mole.
Sir, you just kind of, that's aroused. Are you kind of like in the boat? Like, I feel like, I mean, it's such a cop out if we just, right. like, we don't know. Like, which clearly we don't know. But, like, if you had to be a betting man at this moment.
I want to go with the iguana.
You would go with the iguana?
Yep.
Man, that was boring.
Yeah.
All right, Skipper, what do you think?
The 70s and 2016, just outright fake mm-hmm. and, you know, iguana. The 50s, if they are allegedly frogmen, they are not from here.
Yeah, I'm kind of going with the, I don't want to say that there's, like, some random frog that is radioactive and is spitting sparks out of a stick. So I'm going to go with more, like, possibly, like, a portal jumper that maybe these are, or maybe these are, like, juvenile reptilians.
It could be.
Which I don't know about that either. But I like the idea. I just don't like... I don't know, man. Like, there's something about... Okay, so, like, for me, like, the first one, it's whatever. You know, he caught it in. He doesn't worry about it. But he saw three, right? And even the iguana story, like, to me...
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if the iguana story was just there to make the officers seem, like, okay and stable and, like, sane? Like, what if that was
it? It could be a whole cover-up.
Yeah, like, what if it's a cover-up? Like, it's a small cover-up. It'd be easy to cover up.
Right.
You know, like... Yeah, I mean, it's a small town, especially during this time.
Right. How many people do you think seen an iguana?
Right, for real. So, but that's another thing, though, is, like, do you think the anonymous man... We're gonna call him the anonymous. Do you think the anonymous man was... Saw these three, and then do you think that Shockey saw something completely different?
Maybe.
Or Sam Jacobs? Because the way that they described them was all the same. And you're getting one story from the 50s passed down for 60 years. Like, I don't know.
3 to 4.
Huh. Yeah.
There's a news article about the baby iguanas.
God damn it, Matt. I told you we took your word for it. So you lost, huh? I don't see you with the baby iguana anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a baby anymore?
I don't see... I mean, they
could make it. It would have been out in North Carolina somewhere.
They'd be eating everything. We'd have ourselves like a...
We have our own Loveland frog.
Yeah, we would have shit, dude. No, we got weird things here. The alligators... Anyways, I'm just saying, like, between all three of them, they basically are having these same sightings.
In the same area.
Same area. And Sam Jacobs seems like he saw it kind of in the daytime. Or I guess it's nighttime.
It was night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, it was more dusk, right?
I think so.
It was darkish out.
Right, because he was probably on his way back home from playing Pokemon Go.
I'm laughing because I do it. So that's why I'm laughing, because it just sounds so funny to me. Oh, man. What team are you guys?
Instinct.
The yellow one.
That's what... Yeah, I think we're all Instinct, right?
I'm yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't played it in years, so I don't know.
You know what's really funny is Skipper's actually the one that got me back into it when... We went to Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing it, like, the whole fucking time we were in Charlotte, and I was like, I was like, let me see this shit. I re-downloaded it, did this whole thing, and then I haven't stopped.
I still have it, I just...
In my head, I was just like, I wanna, like, have
things. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, kinda.
Well, they have it all the way up to Alola.
Yeah, which...
Oh, they're almost caught up now?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's a lot.
You're on Gen 7.
I haven't even played that much of, like...
Sword and Shield?
No, the Pearl and Diamond. Oh. The new ones.
I beat it on Christmas. And I haven't touched it.
I just haven't had time to pull out the Switch and play. Like, I just would rather...
Not.
Honestly, like, well, kind of, like, I've been so focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Okay, well, I guess it's time for my little...
Synopsis? Conclusion?
Yeah. Conclusion.
Is your froggy boy real?
I'm gonna go with it's not real.
But?
I don't think it's real because... I don't have a real answer, to be honest. I could totally believe this. It's just, I think it's one of those things that's more of... I don't know. Like, it's just... So, being also in that area, there's a lot of Native American, like, lore and stuff around that. Like, in Dayton and all of fucking Ohio. And I didn't come across one thing about Natives talking about it.
There's no mentions of it.
So, for me, if this was anything... And because I'm really big on, like, if it goes back that far...
Like, the Hodag or the Thunderbird.
Like, I can get into that because, again, like, for me, like, I really think our imagination... has a tip, like a cap, right?
Yeah.
So we have to kind of see like something. So for me, it was either just something really weird looking. It could have been, I don't even know.
It could all just be sleep deprived.
Yeah. Or,
because the first one was at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Or I think that it is interdimensional or the portal jumping. I think that it would, it could help explain the wand, which mm-hmm. just could be, like, some kind of tool to just, like, open up a portal, like Doctor Strange.
Jump into it and disappear.
Yeah. I mean, that would have to be the, my thing to it. But, yeah, so we, I mean, I guess, like, in a sense, in a really weird way with these cryptid things, this one's going to be definitely, we should, like, come up with, like, a star rating. Like, of a 1 to 5 or something. And, like, do it, like, most believable.
Right.
So, like, 5 is, like, you, like, and it could be personal preference. It doesn't have to be, like, what it really is. But, so, like,
5 would be, like, most believable.
Most believable. Or most, like, or it is, and you think it will be found.
Right.
Or it even could be, it was, but it is now extinct. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so 1 star would be at least believable. That,
right.
I mean, if we do it that way, I mean, we can start with right now. With look at that. We're just workshopping right going in it. So for me,
I give it a 2.
I was about to say either 2.5 or 3.
It could be. I'm like, not gonna. I don't think we less believable. I don't think it's not terrible.
I don't think we're gonna do halves. Just straight.
Okay, just straight.
I'm gonna do 2 stars.
I'm gonna go with 2.
2 star. Wow, I'm kind of sad about that. Actually, okay, so, let's see. I mean, I guess I can write this down, but also for our, like, viewers.
Do we want to start, like, retroactively doing all of the other ones? Not, like, right now or anything, but...
Maybe, yeah, in the future. I was talking to somebody...
Just go through a whole list of cryptids and say what we...
like, today, about something. I think it was about, like, Mothman. And... I was trying to explain to them that I don't necessarily think Mothman's a cryptid. I think it's more of like an interdimensional creature and stuff, but
or an angel,
or like an angel or something. Like it could be anything like that. So, but yeah, so 1 star, fake slash what, like hoax,
right? Like obviously like a hoax, like a man in a costume hoax.
All right, and then nice. And then 2 star, what we can do, just less believable. I don't know how to like. I don't know. We'll come up with it. Right, we'll make sure on the next later. Cryptid episode.
That I'm
we'll
gonna just like stick with the stars.
Yeah, we'll just like we'll just have it. But yeah, I think that's it for us for the Loveland Frog. We hope you really liked it. Hopefully, we'll be getting. We'll definitely be getting some new stuff out. This week comes... Well, by the time you listen to this week will already be Skinwalker Ranch Season 3 start. Matt and I will be putting out the Withville UFO episode in a few weeks. We'll also be going to that event. I hope we see you there. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, actually, if you guys are really interested in cryptids and like kind of like discovering them and stuff, I have tons of books. I have a Cryptid Creatures, a field guide book by Kelly Milner Halls. I have one called Chasing American Monsters by Jason Offutt. But yeah, there's some really great ones in here. I'm sure if... I know David Weatherly is probably working on an Ohio... like a Monsters of the Buckeye State, I would assume it would be called. I have a North Carolina one called Monsters of the Tar Heel State.
You also have a South Carolina one.
Yep.
The Palmetto State.
Yep, the Palmetto State. And it's just cryptids and legends of said state. He has them releasing like all the time. He just released an Iowa one, which I actually think I'm going to be buying because Iowa has a lot of cool stuff. I also really want the Alaska one, but... Yeah, I think that's it. It was kind of a shorter episode. Usually these cryptid ones are kind of shorter. Right. Matt, you're just... I think this is, like, what, your first cryptid one?
Yeah, actually, because I'm always working every time I try to do one.
So, usually Skipper and I do the cryptids. Darius and I did the Jersey Devil, which is, like, his, like, thing.
Yeah, I wanted to do the Beast of Bladenborough, but...
And then we did the Beast of Bladenborough. There it is right there.
Yep.
But... Yeah.
You're going to be around for Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, when we do Bigfoot, that one's
going to be... That's a big one. Yeah, that's our big one.
I talk to Skipper about that all the time. Actually, I was just telling him I would really love it if we end up, like, getting just really big into, like, Nobby. And, like, we just kind of... Because, like, I really want to investigate something, but I want to, like... I love going into everything, right? But there's just one that I really want to be involved with. And, obviously, being in the state of North Carolina... We can be involved with... I want to be involved with, like, Nobby.
Right.
Or if it was South Carolina... Like, we could even dip into South Carolina, maybe do the Lizard Man or something like that. But, like, I think Bigfoot is the best one because you also know that we've been trying to go camping to go just, like, start, like, doing field work out there. But, yeah, and then this summer we'll be doing, like, little snippets, probably, like, Instagram Live, maybe even TikTok, doing... like UFO stuff out on our coast of North Carolina. We have tons and tons of sightings of UFOs, so yeah, we're wanting to start doing
a lot of stuff this year.
Yeah, so hopefully it's going to be a big one. But yeah, you guys got anything else?
That's it for me.
All right.